What's up to all God's beautiful people? This is Confidently Set Apart, where we strive to be of the kingdom and not of the world. I am your host, Nigeria, and I am so excited to finally be releasing what the Lord has planted on the inside of me. So I want to introduce myself again. I am Nigeria. I am from a small town by the name of Vidalia, Georgia, and the Lord has replanted me and also another small town, but it's a little bigger by the name of Hinesville, Georgia. And the Lord has really been isolating me here, but he's doing it for his good. He's doing it for his will. In my isolation, I have allowed the Lord to begin to renew my mind and create in me a new heart. Not only that, I'm unlearning a lot of old habits, and I'm beginning to put on the full armor of God. I'm learning how to walk hand and foot with the Lord. I'm learning how to allow him to be the lamp to my feet. I'm learning how to not be carnal minded. I'm learning how to be led by the Spirit and operate in the fruits. So I want to go ahead and give a background on the name Set Apart. So the Lord dropped Set Apart, Confidently Set Apart, in my spirit months ago when I first gave my life to him. And I didn't give my life to the Lord in a church. I gave my life to the Lord in my living room on my couch. That goes to show that he's not confined to the four walls of the church, and he can meet you anywhere you are as long as you have a open heart and just willing to receive him. So the word Confidently Set Apart, I began to study on that thing, and I went and looked up Set Apart in the Bible, and then I also looked it up in the Hebrew dictionary. So the word Set Apart in the Hebrew dictionary is the word kadash, and it means to be set apart for a specific purpose. And then of course the American definition of set apart is to be concentrated or holy. And I believe that that is my entire mission. Right now in this season of my life, I am going through the process of being concentrated and holy. And I just want to go on this journey with a community of believers who are trying to strive to do the same thing. So I am going to leave you guys with some Bible verses to meditate on, until our next episode. And I do believe that I am a Bible thumping Jesus freak, as I've been called before, and I'm okay with that. I'm just fine with that, because the Word of God says we're not supposed to lean on our own understanding, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. And that is our Bible, you guys. I call the Bible our GPS, because it's what's going to guide us into righteousness. It's what's going to guide us into holiness, into sanctification. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys these Bible verses. Again, you can meditate on these until our next episode. I do believe that it'll be good for the spirit man on the inside of you. So the first one is going to be Colossians 3, 12 and 17. It describes God's chosen people as set apart and sanctified for his purpose. 1 Peter 3, 15 through 17 encourages people to have a heart that is holy and set apart for God. Psalms 4 and 3 states that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. And then Jeremiah, which is one of my favorite books, because Jeremiah was so young, you know, and I remember Jeremiah saying, you know, Lord, I can't do this. I'm too young. And the Lord said, don't worry about your age, you know, basically showing us that he can use anybody. But in Jeremiah 1:1, it basically says that God set the speaker apart before the speaker was born and appointed him as a prophet to the nations. And once we give our lives to Christ, we have to relearn ourselves. We have to actually learn who God has called us to be, because before we were formed in our mother's womb, the Lord already knew who we were. So again, when we give our lives to Christ, we have to actually get an understanding of who God has called us to be. And then in Hebrews 10 through 12, it states that people have been set apart as holy. So the term sanctification refers to the process of being set apart for special purposes or use, being made holy and sacred. So I want to be able to be transparent here. I want to be able to create a safe place for babes in Christ and for seasoned believers to unlearn and relearn what God has truly called us to do. And I do believe that we all have just about the same calling when it comes to the Great Commission. And that Great Commission is to spread the word of God, spread the gospel, and to create or to make disciples of all nations. And in doing that, we have to go through a sanctification process first. We have to learn to be set apart. We must learn to know what that looks like to be set apart. And so the next episode that I will be uploading will be called Practice, because I believe in order to be set apart, we must begin to practice the fruits of the Spirit. We must begin to walk in those fruits. We must begin to remove who we used to be and to become who God has called us to be. But we can't do that without first practicing that thing. And with the Holy Spirit guiding us, we definitely will be able to do that. But the book of James says, once we have learned and read the word, we must not just be hearers or seers. We must learn to be doers. And the only way to learn to be doers is by practicing that thing. So I just wanted to get on and introduce you guys to the podcast. I wanted to introduce myself. Again, I come from a small town. I have indulged in drug use. I have been indulging or have indulged in, sex before marriage. I had children before marriage. Been married. I am going through a divorce. Had a child at a very young age. So many things. I do have a awesome testimony. Just like I'm sure we all do, I am a gunshot victim. Once I was shot 9 times, had to learn how to walk again. And I'm gonna elaborate later on in a different episode on that entire journey. But again, I just want the Lord to get the glory out of this podcast. I want him to be lifted and exalted above myself. Again, this is Confidently Set Apart, where we strive to be of the kingdom and not of the world. You guys meditate on those scriptures or those Bible verses that I dropped in the podcast. Begin to meditate on those things. Begin to ask the Lord to reveal to you what those scriptures mean and how you can become that thing, And again, in our next episode, we are going to be going over practice. And I'm so excited to dig into the word. I'm going to be honest. We're going to do a lot of biblical teaching here. We're going to be going through a lot of the books and breaking things down and breaking down definitions. So just get prepared, you guys. Get your notebooks and your Bibles, Bibles that you can understand. I currently am reading from the CSB Bible, but there are so many other translations that can give us the understanding that we need to get so that we can receive the Word of God. So, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for giving Confidently Set Apart a chance. I pray that in doing this, that the Lord really uses me as a vessel, as a light to bring more people to him. And I just ask for longevity. I want to go ahead and just pray, because I feel that in my spirit already, that you guys continue to come and get fed the word, and that we continue to learn. Lord, I ask you to begin to open up the minds and the hearts of your people, God, to receive your word, God, less of me, but more of you, God. Lord, I ask that we begin to get excited about your word. Lord, I ask that we begin to dig in deeper. I ask that this place becomes a safe place, God, for your children to learn and to glean, God, for your people to feel at home, God. And Lord, we just love you and we thank you. And we thank you for going before us and making a way out of no way like you always have, God. God, we ask that your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. In your mighty name, Lord, we pray. Amen. So again, Thank you for tuning in to Confidently Set Apart, where we strive to be of the kingdom and not of the world. So you guys, I am going to try to have episodes drop every Friday afternoon. So just be on the lookout. I love you guys and be blessed on this day.